The deadline for the Powerdyne contract to submit it is this Thursday. And I was just wondering if the city will meet that deadline.
Well, it's kind of a two-way street. I mean, we're working on several different things. You've got Powerdyne, you've got Overseas Lease Group, and you've got Sodrel component. And we can't sign another agreement with Sodrel until we resolve the Overseas Lease Group portion, because they believe they still have or in a position to get that dewatering contract, even though we never came to an agreement with them. So we'll get something worked out either through an extension or somebody dropping out. So this week will be a key week for us to get some movement towards a resolution.
When do you expect Powerdyne to start their business in Terre Haute?
Well, the original plan was for them to be here at the beginning of the year. Things got moved back because of the contract negotiations. The most recent thing they've told us is this fall, but it depends on when the contracts are completed.
I saw that the city received an advance on tax dollars, and could you just explain a little bit about what that means?
We always do that because of the tax caps primarily. You know, we've lost about $10 million a year in funding, so we get a little tight through different cycles of the year, and so any chance we can get to get that revenue in a little bit early is very helpful to us in order to keep things moving along.
Will getting an advance on these taxes put the city in a worse position later on in time?
No, because I mean that money's coming in June. We just get some of it in May. And so you still get the same total over May and June, so it doesn't change anything.
Are there any plans put in place to use those tax dollars?
Not, I mean, whatever's in the budget. So it's just basically what we have budgeted.
And speaking of projects, I saw that Indiana State University is receiving some designations to help with its unmanned aerial systems programming. Mm-hmm. And I just was wondering if you think this will help the city's economy.
It has a lot of potential. You know, ISU's been a big player in that for several years now. So things are coming together, and it bodes well for Terre Haute, our air base that we have out here, and with the private side of the airport where we got private business that are looking at ways to get involved in that market. So I think it has some long-term potential for us from an economic development perspective.
How is the city's situation in terms of bonds for funding the new police station?
Well, it's about a $9 million project, and $6 million will come from TIF bonds, and about $3 million will come from a bond that is paid for out of our edit fund. And so, you know, we currently don't have any bond obligations out of our edit fund. We take in about $4.5 million a year. This payment will be around $300,000 a year over 20 years. And so that's the best approach from a funding perspective for us to take in order to get this project completed.
And are you looking for any ways to reduce city spending?
Well, we do a lot of little things. You know, 81% of the general fund is salary and benefits, so there isn't much room left to play. You know, we spend money on the 911 contract, we spend money on the trash contract, we pay utilities, insurance. That makes up that 19% of the general fund expenditures. Everything else is salary and benefits. So we've cut and cut and cut, or shifted some cost in other places out of that portion that's not salary and benefits. And then we've held the line. We've got about 50 less employees than we did a few short years ago. We've just, through attrition, we don't fill positions if we don't have to. We're doing everything we can to hold the line on our expenses.
What do you think of Terre Haute's low voting turnout?
It's pretty low. I mean, it really is sad. And it wasn't just Terre Haute, but it kind of across the board. And it's just unfortunate because I think the importance of elections are, I mean, critical to how you move a community, a state, or a nation forward. And people should be involved in that process. It ought to be 80% turnout, not 8 or 9%. I'm not sure what's going to change it, though. I mean, it's been trending downward, you know, and it's just, I don't know. Something's going to have to give.